Give the Lord a hand of praise. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I thank God that he has done what he has done in my life, because the chains are broken and he set me free. These mysteries, that's what we're declaring. Mysteries of God. We're sharing the mysteries of God. And our children, our people, that's what God says, my people, my children, suffer because of lack of wisdom or a lack of knowledge. And the knowledge and the wisdom comes from not knowing these mysteries. They're ancient mysteries. I call them ancient mysteries. And these ancient mysteries have been given to us, and it's revelation. It's a revelation of the truth. Just like Pastor Sam was saying, if we judge, that judgment is laid on us by God. If we stop judging, then God stops judging us. That's a mystery. That's a beautiful mystery. Because who wants to be judged by God? Oh, I don't want to be judged by God. I mean, he could pick me apart. But if I don't judge, that same measure is given to me. He don't judge. Same thing with forgiveness. He says, I can't forgive you unless you forgive others. So it's almost as if we have the power to bring us into eternal life. Without knowledge, we're lost. Without this grace, we're lost. And that's why this gospel that we declare is a special gospel. There are many levels of gospels out there. I want the world to know this. There are many gospel messages out there. The gospel is considered the good news. But what level of a gospel are you listening to? It could be just happy, fluffy stuff, you know, love your neighbor, you know, all those, you know, simple things, I call it. But when you look at this gospel is a deep gospel. This gospel is a gospel that makes you look at yourself. This gospel makes you refine yourself and change the way you're thinking. Now, without the mysteries, without the knowledge of this gospel, you can't be free. You can't be set free. You can't find eternal life. No matter what you try to follow, I believe this is the only gospel really that you need. It's a bold statement, but it's so true. Without knowing these mysteries, you have no life. And you can go on the acts of your religion, your rituals, your traditions. It's not going to lead you to eternal life. I want to look at my life and say, I have no religion. I have no righteousness. I'm like a filthy rag. In the world's eyes, if you looked at me and judged me, you would think that I'm like the chief sinners of them all. Dirty, rotten, no good, whatever you want to talk about. Because, listen, I'm rough around the edges. But my heart is in him. And in him is purity and love. I have a relationship with God that is so deep. You can't judge this. I thank Pastor Sam and Pastor Tim for the introduction of this message, because this message goes to the glory of God. And not only to the glory of God, but it also refines judgment. Now, we spoke about a message earlier within the weeks past that spoke about forgiveness, offenses, and judgment. And I want to emphasize a little bit on judgment for the time that we have today. I want to elaborate on what Pastor Sam said on judgment, because judgment is very important to eliminate out of our lives. Okay? But I also want you to understand that there's a thing called discernment too. And I want you to exercise your discernment. You have to be able to see what it is. Now, some people might think that that's a form of judgment, but it's not a form of judgment, because you have to see. You have to see what your heart is trying to say to you. Your heart produces judgment, but we define it as accuser. Okay, and darkness is the accuser of the brethren. Darkness takes your judgment and perverts it. And I want you to understand, because if we walk around thinking that we can't judge, then we're just going to let everything just run wild. There has to be discipline in your life, and you have to understand who to walk away from and who not to walk away from. You have to understand what to walk away from or not what to walk away from. You have to have discernment in the midst of your judgment. And this discernment is, you know them by their fruit. You have to look and see what is manifesting in within the judgment. If the manifestation of judgment is bad, okay, you know what it is. This is where judgment starts to hurt. Your discernment just now turned into judgment. You see what it is. Okay? But we want the righteous judgment. You know what the righteous judgment is? It is what it is. You don't let your heart become troubled. Or you don't let your heart get overexerted over it and get really, woo, yeah, you know, like make it into a really escalating good thing because it might be good for a moment. And let's say there's a person that you judge that looked good, smelled good, maybe your discernment wasn't quite on key, and then that person ended up coming into your camp and turning on you. Now you were all excited about the judgment, invited it into your camp, and next thing you know, it turned out to be a ravaging wolf. Maybe your discernment wasn't quite as intensified, or you didn't look at the fruit of it. I believe God is enheightening those that are called into this last realm of glory. I call it the last realm of glory. I really do. I believe that this is the last wind that is blowing. I don't know what's going to happen after this. The Bible talks about a new heaven and a new earth, and maybe it's going to be a utopia situation. I have no idea. But I know in my lifetime, this is the last wind of glory. It's the last call for those that are out there that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They better wake up. It's not by accident that we heard about this message about the resurrection of Christ today and how Lazarus needs to be resurrected. Call forth those dying Lazarus out there. That's what I feel it led to do in a prophetic way. Rise up, you dead individual out there, and get a life. There's going to be individuals that are suffering. Many, many people out there that are suffering. You discern them. Look at the fruit. If their fruit is not repentance, if they are not bearing fruits of repentance, and they are living in that, I want to say, condemning way. Because judgment, when you're an accuser of a brethren, you know what you do? You condemn. You condemn. You point fingers and you make that person feel unworthy or unrighteous. And you take the righteousness of God out of that person. When you are a Christian, a true born-again Christian, your eye should look at an individual and call them righteous in your eyes. You are righteous because who are we to say they're not? And as soon as we begin to accuse them, we are not in Christ. We are in a form of darkness. Our Father is not God. Our Father is the Father of lies right now. Who told you? You don't know the heart of an individual. You don't know. Now, if God grants you the discernment where you have enough time to look at the fruit and see what kind of fruit they're manifesting, then you know them by their fruit. They said in the last days that many false prophets are going to rise up and deceive the elect. Okay, now you have to understand what a prophet is. We're all prophets. If anything that's coming out of your mouth, you're prophesying. Your mouth is nothing more than a vocal of prophecy. There's life and death in the power of the tongue. So as soon as you open up your mouth, you're a prophet. If you're declaring your future, your hope, your death, you're a prophet. You're prophesying your future. What a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So what you begin to declare out of your heart, you're prophesying. So if you're prophesying judgment and you're calling forth some foul stuff, guess what? That foul stuff is going to fall on you too. Get ready. Get ready for those who curse you because God's promise is, Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'll curse them. You just love. Love unconditionally. You have that form of, Father, forgive them, for I know not what they do. God is bringing us into a place of judgment, but yet a place of discernment so that we can see their fruit. And then we look at the fruit, and then we judge it accordingly. But our hearts are, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Judgment, in the evil sense of darkness, comes with a troubled heart. If your heart is troubled in the midst of your discernment, you better be very careful. Because I've seen some good godly people come off with their righteous garments, and they've started to take on their righteous goodness by judging themselves as good. And that's a bad thing. I always keep myself lower than my neighbor because I am subject to fall. And I am not going to be deceived by my selfish righteousness. So if I can take that righteousness out of me and know that it's God's righteousness in me because I'm following my heart, then that's good enough. I don't mind taking on the cloak of who I really am. I remember when God changed my life, he's like, no, don't even think about putting on the collar. No. I want you rough, rugged, and raw. I want you to reach those out there that are just like you. Don't even try to refine you. Now, granted, I have refined myself. I've gotten wiser. I've gotten patient. I've gotten more where I know that I am a king in his kingdom. But I'm a simple and, how would you say it, girls, carefree. I become all things to all men to win them the more. And I want to be like them to be able to show them the love of God and not walk with judgment. You know, judgment comes in like a little leaven, and a little leaven spoils a whole bunch. And you might not like the particular race or creed or language or whatever it might be. You walk in there right away. You got this judgment and that character of judgment on you. You can't win anyone to the loss. But you can look at the fruit. Always look at the fruit. If they're bearing fruits worthy of repentance, I'll tell you what, we should have our eyes clearly opened to embrace them with love. But if there's no repentance there and you look at their fruit and it's constantly bringing condemnation, you know, there's no guilt and shame in and condemnation in Christ. And when you start seeing this truth of discernment in the midst of your judgment and it is not changing, there's no repentance, I'm going to tell you what, run from it, and don't look back. You keep running, and you keep running, and you keep running, because it's a form of darkness that is trying to rob, steal, kill, and destroy your life. And you got to be careful with that. God wants to protect his people. He doesn't want his people, you know, walking around with shame, guilt, or any of that stuff. You have done nothing wrong. Nothing. I have to get something to drink. So when we look at our life, we look at it this way. I have done nothing wrong. And even my wrong is right. Pastor Sam and I have this little phrase from a movie we saw one time. It's a favorite movie. Some of you might know the title. I think I can say the title. Scarface with Al Capino or whatever his name. Yeah, him. And he says, hey, you know, I'm not wrong. I'm never wrong.
Me?
Me.
I always tell the truth.
Yeah, me. I always tell. Yeah. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie, I tell the truth. And it's so true when you're free. When you know the truth sets you free. And in your heart, if you're following your heart, listen, there are times, there are scripture verses that there have been many, many times where an individual has lied, but yet was pleasing in God's eyes. Yeah. Okay. You gotta get going. So, we gotta cut our message short. We're running out of time. But I'm gonna elaborate more on judgment next week. We have something coming, a wind blowing. And we want to blow with the way the wind is blowing. God has called us to bring in a harvest. And as we heard the prophetic word earlier, just when you thought it was glim, just when you thought, you know, nothing was going to transpire or happen, all of a sudden, boom, because I'm going to reveal my glory. And through this whole entire gospel, through this whole entire time we've been in ministry, our heart has always been, God, we want you to reveal your glory. We want you to reveal your glory. And, you know, we want him to reveal his glory in our own lives. And this is why in my own self, I don't want to put on this righteous garment. You know, at the same time, I don't want to judge. I don't even want to judge myself. I do want to discern my heart. I want to look at the fruit. I want to discern my life. I want to look at the fruit. Am I bearing fruit worthy of repentance? Am I glorifying my Father in heaven? Am I praising him? Am I giving him thanks? Am I walking around with bitter anger, resentment, hatred in my heart? Is my discernment and deceiving based on my knowledge? Is it deceiving me and causing me to create judgment in others because my heart is now becoming bitter or cold? Don't ever let your heart be troubled. Don't ever discern, but forgive them. It is what it is. Forgiveness, discernment, judgment, offenses, they all go hand to hand. We can't be offended. We have to learn how to forgive. We can't judge, but we got to discern and judge. When we discern and judge, we look at the fruit and call it what it is. If it's black and it's bad in the sense of causing sin, it is what it is. But yet you look at your own life and make sure that we're in right standings with God. And this is how God's people are asking to manifest themselves in love, in an unconditional love where it's Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus is the one who is the forerunner of our Christian walk. He was a man who had a relationship with God. He didn't judge anyone, even those that were whipping and beating him and accusing him. He knew by the fruit of their ignorance. They didn't know the mysteries of the gospel. And so he looked at them and judged them. But judge them righteously through discernment based on their fruit. And because of that, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And moving forward, I hope and pray that we grab hold of this mystery and apply it in our own lives. And like Pastor Sam said, don't judge, or that judgment is going to be laid right back on you. And when we talk about that judgment, if your heart is troubled and angry and you're having this resentment or accusations towards anyone, you're pointing fingers at anyone, there's three fingers pointing back at you. So be very careful. You're an image of what you're judging. So if you ever been judged before and accusations come against you, just know this. The ones who were pointing fingers at you is a mirror image of themselves. It's a mirror image of who they are. Now, there's a form of discernment for you so that you can look at what you're dealing with, so that you know who is pointing fingers and accusing you. How many of us have ever been accused before? And weren't you a little angry at the fact that they were judging you? Now, you have just judged them back. When they pointed fingers at you, you just judged them back by them hurting your feelings. Okay? I want you to be free from that. I want you to look at them and say, it's an image of what they're accusing me for. So that actually is really them. And then put it at this way. Father, forgive them. Forgive them so your Father in heaven can forgive you. This is a beautiful mystery. I hope you can obtain it. Open up your ears, open up your eyes, understand this mystery, because it's really the saving of your soul. Amen? Amen. Let us all just bow our heads for a moment. Father, I ask that you take this mystery that we just proclaimed today and impute it in our hearts. Let it burn in our hearts so that there's no confusion of what is being said. Because darkness is the author of confusion. And if we can't understand this, then there is darkness that is blocking our ears and our eyes to hear and see. Remove this darkness now, I proclaim. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm going to call Pastor Sam up. He's going to close this real quick. Let's give him a hand of praise. And it's his birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sam. Happy birthday to you. Amen. And many more. Amen.
Just to wrap this up real quick, question you got to ask yourself is this. If we're judging, and that's what we do, how can you discern between the judgment voice and God's voice? It's kind of hard, isn't it? When all we do is judge. People are all the time saying to me, well, what do you think God wants me to do here? What do you mean? If all we're doing is judging, what voice are you listening to? How are you going to possibly hear God's voice if we judge constantly? It's impossible. But as we start decreasing our judgment, we start hearing his voice more clearly. See, judgment comes with emotion. It comes with anger. It comes with fear. It comes with anxiety. But God's voice comes with peace and joy and righteousness. That's how we can start discerning. When you have a judgment in your heart and it's attached to an emotion, you feel upset or, you know, you feel it. That's how you know it's you. God's judgment will come void. It'll just come as an awareness. And that awareness will be at peace. Amen? Just a little token for us to just meditate on. And listen, we have one job in this world. Control yourself. Can't control anybody else or anything else. Control you. If you control you, God works out everything else. That's all we got to do. Just make sure that we're right. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Stop worrying about anybody else. Stop worrying about what they're doing, what they're saying. Who cares? They don't even exist. You are eternal. You are eternal. People you meet, most of them aren't eternal. You're never going to see. We're going to be together for eternity, all of us in this room. So who should we be cultivating our friendship with? We're together forever. Who are you hanging out with? Where are you cultivating your friendship with? The ones that are going to just burn? Yo, good job, Joey. You're my boy. 80, see you later. Not you. You're going on forever with me.
There goes the neighborhood.
Amen. So let's cultivate our relationships here in the eternal realm. Because the ones that aren't going to make it are just going to hold you back. Trust me when I say they influence your thinking. So be careful. All right? Amen?
Amen.
This Wednesday coming up is our Wednesday night service. Please come out and join us. Join us on the website. It's an incredible night. It's going to be insane. We know that. It's a different flow sometimes. It goes all over the place. You know, people who are listening, they have thoughts, they have questions, and we tap in and God answers their questions. So it all depends on who's listening. God's going to answer your question. So jump on there with a question and watch God answer it. Amen. Amen. Have a great week, guys.